This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Last month, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents raided a company that makes trailers in the small northeast Texas town of Sumner. ICE arrested 159 workers suspected of being undocumented and using false work and immigration papers. Since the raid, nearby churches and community organizations in Lamar County have stepped in to help. From the outside, the brick and metal building looks like any storefront in the town of Paris. But inside, Iglesia Evangelica Philadelphia has become a place of refuge. This church is not just a house of worship. It's where immigrants caught up in the Sumner raid and their family members have gone to seek information, financial aid, and comfort.
They're also getting their needs met for groceries or food, things they may need at home while they're waiting.
That's Dalila Reynoso. She's with the group Justice for Our Neighbors of East Texas. She walks around helping visitors stopping by the church. Reynoso says affected families need help paying their bills.
What if these families have a house mortgage? You know, if they've worked at this plant for 18, 20 years, they haven't been paying rent. They've been buying their home. How are they going to pay that mortgage now?
Some families plan to sell their belongings to raise money. The church has set up a GoFundMe account and is also collecting food, bottled water, diapers, and hygiene products. Pastor Beto Prado leads a Spanish-language congregation at nearby First Baptist Church. He was eating with his 7-year-old daughter in her school cafeteria when he learned about the raid at Load Trail. He told his little girl he loved her and drove 15 minutes to Sumner. When he arrived, he saw several buses from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE agents stood at every gate and door of the plant.
I took some videos, and it took me a little while to really believe that. I know it was real because I was seeing that with my eyes, but it took me a little while to really understand what was going on.
Prado says his biggest question is what's going to happen to all the families affected by the raid? Some have more than one relative who worked at Load Trail.
If the bond is 5,000 or 7,000, you know, seven times two, it's a lot of money to come up in a day or 2 days. And I know families who have three members in the family that were detained, and it's a lot of money.
ICE charged some of the immigrants arrested with using fake documents like visas and immigration papers. Federal officials say the raid was the largest at a single site in a decade. Pastor Prado, who's from Mexico, says he understands that people who've committed serious crimes should be deported. But he doesn't think the majority of immigrants arrested at Load Trail fall into that category.
Most of these families, because I know them, they go to work, they come home, and they are good people. So I do think that we as a people, we as Americans, have the heart to help them. And I say, let's help them.
Those are comforting words for Miguel Oliva Esquivel, who worked at Load Trail. Esquivel, who's 62, was at the church, Iglesia Evangelica Philadelphia, on a recent afternoon seeking help. He and his wife have three adult children. One of them has special needs.
Lo único que estaba yo pensando y lo que tengo en la cabeza y siempre lo tendré es mi hijo y mi esposa.
Esquivel says when ICE arrested him, all he could do was think about his family. He pays for everything, food, diapers. Load Trail officials say they're surprised by the raid and are cooperating with ICE. The company has also set up a fund to help families affected. Isabel Cruz, an immigration attorney from Dallas, has been helping some of those families. She says many employees like Esquivel have worked in the U.S. for years and should be spared from deportation.
There's all these other considerations in that these folks have warmed this community. They have certainly supported it financially with their living here, with raising their families here, businesses, everything.
In most of these raids, Cruz says, it's not just the worker who's affected. It's an entire family. Stella Chavez, KERA News.